Confronting high credit card debt can feel scary, but the good news is if you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, financial relief options are now available. National Debt Relief is currently offering debt relief designed to reduce what you owe, fast-tracking your way to being debt-free. If you qualify for debt relief, you may be able to pay back significantly less than what you owe and save thousands of dollars. Imagine only paying one low monthly program payment you can afford and saving money as you become debt-free. National Debt Relief has already helped bring debt relief to over 550,000 U.S. consumers, earning thousands of five-star reviews and an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. You're stronger than your credit card debt. Take the first step and visit nationaldebtrelief.com to see what debt relief you may qualify for. That's nationaldebtrelief.com.
Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie. When you use Angie for your home projects, you know all your jobs will be done well. From roof repair to emergency plumbing and more, done well. So the next time you have a home project, leave it to the pros. Get started at Angie.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Does anybody understand the Canes ACC Championship scenarios better now that Donna was on? Because I don't. I'm as confused as I was when I was trying to piece it together on Twitter.
I'm more confused, but that's just normal for
like,
me.
Yeah. Yeah, no, I totally understand. I feel like you, Jimmy, listening to Dono. I mean, listen, it's a long shot at best, but that's sometimes in sports, that's all you're left with is these long shot chances, right? I mean, as silly as it sounds, I think there's something fun about seeing Dolphins in the hunt after the season they've had. It's November 24th, and we're seeing Dolphins in the hunt graphics. It's absurd. But it is kind of fun, isn't it?
Yes. To be invited to the party, or maybe, I guess, at least you're in the conversation.
Like, at least you're in the conversation. Tennessee's not in the conversation, you know? Dolphins, if things go, I'll give you 15 minutes of Game Day Uncensored here, abbreviated. It's brought to you by the Lexus December to Remember sales event. Get offers on select models for a limited time. Learn more at Lexus.com. Solana mentioned it earlier. You've got New Orleans coming up Sunday, right? Then the New York Jets. Those are two very winnable games, okay? Then you can have a four-game win streak going on all of a sudden. Then you're at Pittsburgh, which, by the way, is a Monday night football game.
Yep.
It could be flexed. I saw Barry Jackson before his account got hacked.
Yeah.
He had tweeted out something like, the NFL has opted not to flex it at this moment, but they do have the ability to do so. But if although Mason Rudolph looked all right yesterday, I watched Pittsburgh because they were playing the Bears. But you've got, like, it's still winnable regardless. I think any game, even if it's Aaron Rodgers, I think Aaron Rodgers or Mason Rudolph, that's a winnable game. And then all of a sudden after that, you've got Cincinnati. I think I saw Joe Burrow is playing Thursday, like, for sure.
He has been cleared. Yeah, okay. He's going to play.
And then you've got Tampa. Solana mentioned Baker Mayfield was hurt. Who knows how they're going to limp in at the end of the season. And the final game of the year is against New England. My wife said to me yesterday, because I didn't realize it, she said, do they have the best record in the NFL? And I looked at the standings, and they do. The New England Patriots have the best record. Who are they tied with? I think Denver, maybe? Denver have the same record?
Denver and the Patriots.
I mean, that's insane, man. That's insane. But there is a scenario where the Dolphins string together a bunch of wins here at the end. I think, again, it's a very slim chance because I saw a write-up about the teams ahead of the, even if they finish 10-7, it would be like the slimmest of odds that they would be a wild card team. But it is kind of fun for the Hurricanes. They were left for dead after the two losses. Oh, our ACC championship game dreams are over. And sports has a funny way of giving you a little bit of hope sometimes when there seemingly was none.
If this is the prom, and I think Solana might fall in this category. Some people don't like to be the girl serving the juice, even though she's there. They have to be the prom queen. Hmm? They don't just want to sneak in the back of the door and say they were at prom, where I think there's a large number of Dolphin fans that would rather be Tennessee.
Than just sneak in the back door. That's no question. But that you, yeah. I mean, I'm just saying reality is what reality is. Would you rather have an epically bad season rather than put together some sort of winning streak at the end that's going to end up being fruitless? Probably. I mean, it makes sense, but that's not the reality. The reality is they're playing as good football as they've played all season. They have terrible opponents coming up, and they are not going to be in the hunt for the top three picks in the draft. They just won't be. I don't see them losing to the Jets. I don't see them losing to New Orleans, to be quite honest, on Sunday. So it just is what it is.
And Solana said it. Does New England have anything to play for? They might beat some good teams. The teams we're talking about they need to beat, they might beat them just because of how it plays out. I'm not even the draft chaser. Now we're picking 18 again. We can miss on 18. We can miss on three. We miss on five. My problem with them going on a run here and winning 9 or 10 games is that we go back into next year saying McDaniel's the guy, Tua figured it out. When we start slow every damn year, then we win late, and then we're going to be on this damn hamster wheel. The hamster wheel is what I don't want. I don't want us to lose, but I don't want to jump back on McDaniel and Tua a little bandwagon again.
Like I say, you just don't have a choice in the matter because they're going to try to win every game that they have remaining on the schedule. And it's not one of those seasons where the front office says, hey, let's shut it down and focus on next season. That has not been Stephen Ross's mantra this season ever. And it certainly isn't Mike McDaniel's. It's not Tua. And so I think they're going to end up potentially being on that hamster wheel again. But again, my point is you don't have a say in the matter. You know, like somebody put up their Crowder preach. But what are you preaching? You know what I mean? Like, it's just, I'm telling you, the reality is the Dolphins have figured a little something out and their schedule is doing them a massive favor now at the end of the season if the favor is winning games. You don't have any say in the matter. So sit back and enjoy in the hunt. I mean, you can't preach Crowder. Like, you guys want to gather on a street corner and hold up signs, please lose Dolphins? Like, it's just fruitless.
No. We could kidnap A-Chan. That'll pretty much do it.
Well, that would do it. That would do it.
Well, no, I mean, you know, if Austin Jackson comes back, if Liam Eichenberg came back, I feel pretty good about those two ruining whatever good mojo.
No, I was going to say, then you have a direct path to the Super Bowl, in my opinion.
Hawk, I just
get Liam in there.
Yeah, you've got some actual protection now.
I get what you're saying, but I'm kind of with the people. I want this to be fun because I'm always going to root for fun. But I'm with the people who are saying, hey, all this is doing is delaying the inevitable.
No, I get it.
And you know, you're giving, once again, false hope into a formula
that has
proven to let you down time and time again.
I get it. But what are you going to do about it? What can be done about it?
Nothing.
Literally nothing. I'm telling you, literally nothing. They're not going to try to stop winning.
Yeah.
So what, like, this notion of, no, this is bad. This is, okay, then don't watch. Like, you're just going to have to tune out then because we all see how this is playing out. Somebody says, make McDaniel play strong safety. That would do it. There's a solution. So this guy, Saint Double K, came up with a solution. I like guys who have solutions. This guy came up with a solution.
Better than
like
Ethan Bonner.
About the-
I promise you, Mike McDaniel will be better than Ethan Bonner in the backfield. I promise you.
It's complaining about the weather. Them clouds ain't leaving, no matter how much we're upset by them.
When are you gonna, somebody says, kidnap HN. Did you watch Celtic Pride on your flight?
Great movie.
That is excellent. A good movie.
It is a great movie.
Does anyone want to talk about this? Josh Giddey, as of Saturday night, now has more triple-doubles than Kobe. Is he a better basketball player overall than Kobe Bryant?
Let's get back on this kidnap thing.
Headlines are brought to you by Doral Volkswagen. I texted that to Jim Larranaga this weekend. I texted to Jim Larranaga the graphic that Josh Giddey now has more career triple doubles than Kobe. And then I wrote to Coach, is there an argument that Josh Giddey is better than Kobe at basketball?
Did you by chance hear the Larranaga segment last week?
I did.
Okay, he's not really a fan of yours, Hawk. I don't know if you want to keep poking this bear.
I didn't see it that way. Anyway, let's do headlines. Headlines are brought to you by our friends at Doral Volkswagen, home of the Pricito, our lowest price. Visit them at Doral Volkswagen or DoralVolkswagen.com.
Speaking of Josh Giddey, speaking of your Chicago Bulls, you know, we've played Hawker Turkey in the past.
Mm-hmm.
I believe Crowder or Elephant also had a debut on this show.
Yeah.
May I interest you in some Keyshaw Johnson or Dog?
I saw that. I saw the video of it, and it's remarkable. Like, remarkable how he channels an actual dog.
That was him?
That's Keyshaw Johnson.
Or is it?
That's good.
No, it's Keyshaw Johnson. I saw the video. It's remarkable. Like, he got into character. Like, that was character acting. Mm-hmm. That was Daniel Day-Lewis after the game. It was crazy to me.
He was saying he's the dog?
Yeah. He's got the dog in him.
He's got the dog in him, yeah. Amy Audibert asked him, what does an NBA dog sound like? And so after months of hearing Hawk push this Josh Giddey agenda and this Montez Buzelis agenda, all it took to shut it down was Keyshaw Johnson going into the United Center and dominating both of them. Fabulous.
I mean,
Keyshaw Johnson, huh?
First of all, let's put some respect on Matas Buzelis' name, not Montez Buzelis. And secondly, they didn't shut anything down in one game out of 82.
Pella Larsen windmilling with the Bulls down 40 points was literally the best thing I've ever watched in my entire
life.
That was amazing.
Your entire sporting life.
I don't need Pornhub anymore. Jimmy, go ahead, change your OnlyFans password. I have Pella Larsen windmilling at the United Center with the Bulls down 40 to the Miami Heat.
Maybe you like cooking. Maybe you don't. Either way, the new Blue Apron is for you. Because along with our classic meal kits, we're offering new pre-made and one-pan meals to help you get dinner on the table fast. And now there's no subscription needed, so you can just order and enjoy. Do delicious food your way. Shop 100-plus meals at blueapron.com. Get 50% off your first two orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Confronting high credit card debt can feel scary. But the good news is, if you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, financial relief options are now available. National Debt Relief is currently offering debt relief designed to reduce what you owe, fast-tracking your way to being debt-free. If you qualify for debt relief, you may be able to pay back significantly less than what you owe and save thousands of dollars. Imagine only paying one low monthly program payment you can afford and saving money as you become debt-free. National Debt Relief has already helped bring debt relief to over 550,000 U.S. consumers, earning thousands of five-star reviews and an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. You're stronger than your credit card debt. Take the first step and visit nationaldebtrelief.com to see what debt relief you qualify for. That's nationaldebtrelief.com.
Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie. When you use Angie for your home projects, you know all your jobs will be done well. From roof repair to emergency plumbing and more, done well. So the next time you have a home project, leave it to the pros. Get started at Angie.com.
TikTok for Business is helping owners like you reach new customers every day.
We saw up to a 10x return on our TikTok shop ads. A few years ago, I started sharing my love for fashion on social media and Willow Boutique was born. We're not just a place to shop. We've really become a community. TikTok allows us to find more people to have that great experience. I cannot imagine my business without TikTok. It's completely changed my life and I could not be happier.
Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. year, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Heat tonight are 7.5-point favorites over Dallas. Bulls tonight are 5.5-point favorites on the road at New Orleans, which might be the biggest disaster of a team that has a superstar on it in the history of the NBA. Can you recall? I mean, there was a Kobe year that was ridiculously bad, if I remember, right? There was a Lakers season.
Well, it was
Kobe was at the end of his career, though. There's a difference between Kobe at the end of his career and Zion Williamson at the beginning of his career.
No, it's the season that they traded for Steve Nash, Dwight Howard. They paired their own big three to go up against the Heat's big three.
No, but wasn't there a season where Kobe was making $30 or $40 million and he wasn't worthy of that kind of salary, but Kobe never took a discount? Am I remembering a season where, I mean, it was like brutally bad, but he was making monster money?
The Lakers being brutally bad, maybe after Shaq left and Kobe was just putting up ridiculous numbers, but he was still playing up to the level of his contract.
I don't feel like he was. Anyway, is Josh Giddey better? I don't know. It remains to be seen.
Who are you comparing Kobe to?
Josh Giddey.
That's crazy.
Josh Giddey has more career triple doubles, and Josh Giddey's what, 22 years old?
Duncan Robinson has more threes than Shaq.
Yeah, but they play different positions.
you can find a stat to say anything.
That's not saying anything. Triple doubles are hard to come by in the NBA, and Josh Giddey has more in a much shorter period of time than Kobe.
So by your metric, Russell Westbrook is the greatest player in the history of the league?
No. I'm just asking head-to-head. Okay. Are they? All I asked was, is Giddey better than Kobe?
So you think Russell Westbrook's better than Kobe?
I mean, is there an argument to be made?
No.
No.
Okay. Well, I mean, if you guys want to be blind-ass fans, go ahead. I look at numbers.
Speaking of that that Heat-Bulls game, on Friday, Hawk and Crowder gave me an assignment. I don't know if you guys even remember this.
I was told that you did it. I have not heard this.
Right.
I was told you did it.
So just a little recap. Joe Zagacki said this on the Miami Hurricanes broadcast.
Tony with another touchdown. A scoring drive of 8 plays, 88 yards. Orchestrated by Carson Beck. When everybody else's hair is on fire, Beck's head is in the refrigerator.
Love that line.
You asked me to work that into the preheat or just my...
Somewhere around Tommy Teig.
The Heat broadcast somewhere to Tommy Teig.
Yeah.
This is the halftime show, and this is what I did.
Time for more of the halftime show on the Miami Heat audio experience.
Our score through 24, Miami 70, Chicago 52. Alejandro, I jokingly wondered pregame, 130, 140-ish scoring maybe, hitting 70? Where do we go from here to try to get a win?
Well, you're halfway there, aren't you? The contributions have been great. Keep working the glass. Tommy, Norman Powell right now is playing outstanding. When everybody else's hair is on fire, his head is in a refrigerator. He constantly has an answer for whatever defense Chicago's playing. He's feeling it. I'd continue to ride him.
On the NBA scoreboard, 9 other games. Fourth quarter just beginning. Cleveland leads Indiana 103-86.
That's how I always want Joe Zagacki to react to Tom Bailey Jr.'s comments. Yeah, Tommy Thug has no time for your nonsense.
There was. If you listen to it closely, he goes, like, very away from the mic. Yeah, and then he just barreled through.
By the way, Kobe Bryant's worst season with the Lakers was 2015-16, his final year when they finished 17-65.
Had a triple-double, though.
No.
Had a 60-point performance.
Game was his last
the
one.
Final game,
I watched that game. That was hell.
Let's finish up headlines because I don't have enough time with Will Manso so we could talk some Heat with him.
Some more local notes. Inter-Miami is going to play in the Eastern Conference Final for the first time in franchise history. That'll be next weekend. They're going to get New York City FC.
All right.
The Florida Panthers play the Nashville Predators tonight 8 p.m. in Nashville.
That game's on 560, I'm guessing?
AM 560, the right. Heat and the Mavericks, without Norman Powell, will be on FM 104.3 WQAM.
I'm guessing this goes without saying there's no Anthony Davis for the Mavericks tonight.
No Anthony Davis.
Did you see that stat I sent you over the weekend? That Cooper Flagg Crazy. Has played more games for the Mavericks than Anthony Davis? Mm-hmm. That's crazy.
Injured guys stay injured, man. Come on. I don't know why they're surprised by
this. Injured guys stay injured. That is true.
Yeah, he's doubtful for the game, so I don't think he'll be making
crazy, man.
His debut this season.
Wow.
Yeah, Kyrie's
he's
still out.
Doubtful in life.
It's crazy.
No, I mean, that's the worst trade in the history of sports.
In the history of sports.
It has to be.
Yeah.
Even if Cooper Flagg ends up being a star.
Yeah, but I mean, I don't, like, one doesn't have anything to do with the other, in my opinion. You gave up an absolute superstar for an oft-injured superstar, but is he a superstar because he's oft-injured? I like saying oft-injured.
A Hall of Famer that drinks a lot of beer.
Right.
And you couldn't stand
right.
him.
Yeah.
It's crazy.
Coming off a finals appearance.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's just, yeah.
And beloved by the city, had no problems with anyone there. Like that just crazy.
Well, Nico right now is unemployed.
Yep.
Man, but he's well paid. Promise you that. All right. Monday Night Football tonight, Niners, Panthers. And just to kind of round out headlines here, Shedeur Sanders got his first victory as a starter, his first start in the NFL. He finished 11 of 20, 209 yards. He had an interception, but he did have a touchdown. He threw it 3 yards behind him, yeah. And the running back took it to the house.
Hey,
but,
it doesn't matter how you get it.
But I do think he played decent.
He did.
He became the first Browns quarterback to win their first
they
career
looked
start
rejuvenated.
Since 95.
That Browns team looked rejuvenated and revitalized. I'm watching Myles Garrett on the sideline. He's having the time of his life watching Shedeur out there. Like, he played well enough. He's going to start next weekend. There's no question. They already announced it. And it'll be interesting to see what he does. He's fun to root for. I love Dion. I think Dion, he's got a relationship with his boys that kind of the way that I had, I think, with my dad and that I have with my son, which is like, you know, you have fun with them. You let them do what they got to do. But he looked all right. He looked okay enough. I mean, that's the best Cleveland's probably looked all season long.
Oh, for sure. And the way he approached it post-game, very modest and, you know, reserved was amazing.
Yeah. Very modest.
Best Cleveland's looked all season long outside of the win against Miami.
Understood.
Yeah, that hurts.
That hurt.
On the other side, the Raiders, who made Chip Kelly the highest-paid coordinator in the NFL, they fired him after 12 games.
Whew, are they bad? And they got to get out of this Pete Carroll disaster, too. They got issues. They got issues.
Your weather is sponsored by ChillZone AC, featuring reliable Root AC systems. Visit ChillZoneAC.com. It is partly cloudy in South Florida. It's in the 80s.
We'll ask Will Manso next if Josh Giddey is better than Kobe Bryant. No, I won't waste his time with that.
This is Hawk, Crowder, and Solana.
Cooper Flagg is white.
When you think about meal kit companies, what do you see? Probably long, complicated recipes and subscriptions you can't escape. But with the new Blue Apron, we're doing meal delivery differently. No subscription needed. Faster, easier meals. And the same dedication to quality we've always had. Shop 100-plus meals at blueapron.com. Get 50% off your first two orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Confronting high credit card debt can feel scary. But the good news is if you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, financial relief options are now available. National Debt Relief is currently offering debt relief designed to reduce what you owe, fast-tracking your way to being debt-free. If you qualify for debt relief, you may be able to pay back significantly less than what you owe and save thousands of dollars. Imagine only paying one low monthly program payment you can afford and saving money as you become debt-free. National Debt Relief has already helped bring debt relief to over 550,000 U.S. consumers, earning thousands of five-star reviews and an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. You're stronger than your credit card debt. Take the first step and visit nationaldebtrelief.com to see what debt relief you may qualify for. That's nationaldebtrelief.com.
Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie. When you use Angie for your home projects, you know all your jobs will be done well. Roof repair? Done well. Kitchen sink install? Done well. Deck upgrades? Done well. Electrical upgrade? Done well. Angie's been connecting homeowners with skilled pros for nearly 30 years, so we know the difference between done and done well. Hire high-quality pros at Angie.com.
TikTok for Business is helping owners like you reach new customers every day.
We saw up to a 10x return on our TikTok shop ads. A few years ago, I started sharing my love for fashion on social media and Willow Boutique was born. We're not just a place to shop. We've really become a community. TikTok allows us to find more people to have that great experience. I cannot imagine my business without TikTok. It's completely changed my life and I could not be happier.
Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Somebody puts on the chat, Ryan Clark has an Inspector Gadget coat on. I noticed that. I was watching it during the break. I noticed that as well. All right, let's get to Will Manso. He's on the Toyota of Hollywood hotline. Will Manso, sports anchor and reporter for Local 10 here in Miami. You see him on the Heat broadcast on FanDuel Sports Network. Sun, Heat are in action tonight. They're 7.5-point favorites over the Dallas Mavericks. So I started the show today, Will, by saying, hey, is it time to have the conversation? Can we make some sort of determination about the Miami Heat? Even though it's only been 17 games, they have looked startlingly good, but I hesitate to go as far as Solana has gone with us because it only has been 17 games.
I'll meet you in the middle. I'll meet you. How about that? I'll meet you between Solana and Hawk, somewhere in that middle. Because I do think, look, I do think that's a pretty good body of work. And the amount of games, it's not just that. The games they played, where they played, who they played, who they haven't been able to play themselves as far as in the lineup. And to come together and get off to an 11-6 start and you know, be in potential shape to go to the NBA Cup and have an opportunity to win that near the top of the Eastern Conference, I don't think we can discard that as just fluky. There's something here.
Check all.
Can you not hear him, Crowder? Because you seem to be just staring at the camera.
I can't see anyone right now.
It was breaking up. With that, okay, I got it. Will, with that, though, what? Because we were talking about earlier, too, when Hawk just brought it up, 125 points a game. But the defense, Solana brings up that, too, where the defensive efficiency. I don't know if 125 can be sustained, but can it be? And is the defense, are you more impressed by what the defense can do with that pace on either side?
Yeah, look, I think the ones in the constant will always be the defense as long as Bam is healthy, right? Like, we saw some cracks when Bam would miss some time. He missed six games. You see some cracks there. But still, overall, the scheme, the idea of what they want to do is still there. And no matter what the offense is scoring, defense is always going to be such a focus for them. But I do think the pace is sustainable because you're seeing different bodies, different people come in and out. Look, tonight we're likely going to get the challenge, you know, okay, let's see. Let's see what Tyler Hero looks like in this offense. That's going to be interesting to see, and I would think he's a perfect fit for it. So the way it's going right now, Channing, I don't see any reason why it couldn't continue, barring more injuries and obviously, you know, stirring things up that way.
So what are realistic expectations for Tyler Hero? I know it's a little different tonight, Will, because Norman Powell is out. But how do you see this shaping up? There's a lot of questions. I'm not too concerned about how to look offensively. I have more questions about defensively. But in terms of who's going to lose playing time with Tyler Hero returning when everybody is healthy, that to me is a tough decision for Eric Spoelstra.
Yeah. First of all, I would love to see the day where everybody is healthy, right? Because early on it was like, okay, how are you going to handle the playing time? Who's going to be on the court more often, Nico or Ware? And now Nico's hurt and Ware's just been phenomenal the last 6-7 games. Then you were wondering, okay, how's Norman Powell going to fit? But then Tyler missed time and Norman was sensational. Now Tyler's coming back. I mean, there's so many guys. Pella's been so good. You know, you look at statistically, he may not be putting up big numbers. My goodness.
Where are you, Will? I got to ask where you are.
I'm at the arena. I'm sitting here watching Davion Mitchell take shots while they test the PA and they test the sound in the arena.
Gotcha, gotcha.
Yeah, yeah. So, you know, that's enjoyable.
We like having boots on the ground. I was just curious. I didn't know if you were at an airport or if you were at the arena.
No,
the arena makes more sense.
I'm at the arena. Though I will be testing on it, I will say, guys, I'm tough one out for you guys. I'm having a colonoscopy tomorrow. So I've been taking the solution today. So, yes, I'm always within 90 feet by law of a bathroom while I'm here tonight. So just so you know.
Wait a second. This is fascinating to me because I've had two, maybe three colonoscopies in my life, and the prep is brutal, although I love being completely evacuated. I've made that clear on this show for a decade. It's one of my great joys in life. And as you get older, you'll recognize the importance of being completely evacuated. But have you ever had a colonoscopy?
I had one at 40. Now I'm 50, and they wanted to have one at 50. Because I said, "Yeah, sure, I'll do it." But the doctor said, "Hey, it's different than your 40. They now have these tablets. It's not that nasty solution."
Yes.
So I took the tablets this morning, the 12 tablets. It's disgusting because they're big tablets. You got to have all 12. You wash it down with water, and then you just wait and you wait for your body to say, "Hey, go to the bathroom." And,
but I had to do those tablets. Times. They gave me like 12 tablets every hour for like 10 hours or something.
No, I did two packs. So I did 12 now. I did it at 7 in the morning. And then when I leave here, I'm going straight home before the 11 o'clock news to take the 12 tablets, give myself an hour before I drive to Allendale to make sure there aren't any issues.
You're going
to
work? You're going to work while being on colonoscopy prep?
I am. I'm here at the arena. Like I said, I see the bathroom sign right. I'm watching Davion Mitchell to my left and the bathroom sign to my right as I do this hit.
Oh, my God.
Just in case.
That's unbelievable.
I'm a professional.
That
I'm
is professional. Crazy. Yeah, give him the Davion Mitchell. The Keyshawn Johnson dog, Jimmy. You got the Keyshawn Johnson dog? This is Will Manso. This is a live looking at Will Manso's colon.
Well, that's how my stomach sounded about 30 minutes ago.
Oh, my God. Sure. You got guts, man. That's crazy.
I may not have guts after this night.
Yeah, no kidding. But that propofol, the anesthesia makes it all worth it, right?
That's why I'm like, you know, she sounds like she's going to drop me off. She's like, how are you going to feel? I'm like, I'm not going to feel anything. I'm going to go to sleep, and I'm going to wake up. The doctor's going to tell me hopefully all looks good, and I'm going to go home and enjoy my day. So I'm actually looking forward to it.
Wow.
But we all know what happens while you sleep, though.
Don't remind me.
That's why I always wake up with a big smile on my face. I mean, what's better than a little morning action?
Oh, man.
Right, anyway, what were we talking about? What did you ask? Solana was trying to get sound for tonight's preheat, and it's turned into colonoscopy talk. What are you trying to get for preheat? Have him re-answer. Go ahead, Solana.
Wait till Tommy Tighe hears what I'm playing on the pregame show today. Now, I mean, Will, just realistic expectations for Tyler Hero when everybody's healthy.
The reality is this. I think there's been so much talk, and I know you guys have probably asked about it a lot, and I have as well. Like, hey, how's Tyler going to fit? And if anything, this is the perfect fit because, to me, the last couple of years, the one challenge for Tyler is when they wanted to make him a ball handler, right? Hey, you got to have the ball in your hands, dribble. And that's what we saw a couple of years ago in the series against the Celtics where he struggled. Ball handling is something he's worked on. In this offense, ball handling isn't that big of a thing for him. It's more get the ball and shoot. Get the ball, make a decision, which is what Norman Powell's been so good at. Again, I'm looking at Davion now. He's been the facilitator. He's been the key to getting and moving the ball around. So if Tyler, to me, is, hey, man, catch that ball and shoot it. Catch that ball and attack. Catch that ball and swing it. You don't have to worry about just walking it up the court and setting the offense anymore. I think that's perfect for Tyler.
And like the fit, like you just explained what he wants to do. I would think it'd play into what he does already as a shooter and an attacker and all that stuff, where he's not really facilitating anything. Everybody's driving.
I mean, that's what he's made for, right? And again, to Tyler's credit, he has morphed in many ways during his Heat career what they want from off the bench, a starter, facilitator, ball handler, shooter, three-point shooter, whatever it may be. But we all know the body of work of Tyler, and we've seen enough that he is at his best when he can just go shoot, catch and shoot, attack. And in this offense, at least what we've seen, 17 games in, that's exactly what they want you doing. Just take Norman Powell, for instance. You don't see Norman Powell dribbling the ball around and working his way around. He gets the ball and he goes. And that's what they need from Tyler starting tonight.
Hey, do you know if he's any on any minutes restrictions or anything?
It's a good question. You know, Spo's going to do his normal pregame in what? About time is it? I've lost track with the bathroom.
5:45.
About 2 hours from now. Yeah, about 2 hours from now.
He was asking what time it is now. Oh, like now, Will's going to think he's out of his mind because of the colonoscopy.
Will, I'm at the press room. Where are you at, man? Where are you at, Will?
It's only 3:41. Yeah. I got 9 hours left before I go to bed.
I can't believe you are working on colonoscopy prep. Hey, will you tell Biamonte to shut up? I mean, the guy was walking around like he owns the place over there.
It's fake. First of all, it's fake Biamonte. He's just up there. We hear you. We get it. they're testing the red mic, which is very important.
I mean, what is going on? Who knew this much prep goes into? They're prepping more than you are.
I'm walking toward the bathroom right now. Actually, I'm going to get away from the microphone.
I got a text from the ticket wizard. He goes, "How can he work while prepping for a colonoscopy? I can't fathom."
Don't ever question my professionalism.
When that hits you, you literally have 10 to 15 seconds to make it happen like that.
But I wore very comfortable pants with a very nice belt, like an easy belt. It's one of those like flip belts. So I'm just gonna. I'm done. That's it. I'm there. It takes me 7 to 9 seconds. If I had to go down 7 to 9 seconds, we'd be doing this interview while I'm on the toilet. So.
This is just remarkable. I'm really fascinated by that. That is remarkable. I have felt that way this season watching Dolphins games, but not on purpose the way that he is taking the tablets. Is there any scenario, Will? We've talked a little bit about the scenarios for University of Miami to make the ACC championship game, and there's way too much math involved for me.
It's a lot.
Is there any scenario where you think Notre Dame should get the nod over Miami in the college football playoffs?
I don't, but I'm realistic enough to, even as optimistic as I tend to be, realistic enough to know that that's not going to matter, that it's not going to change. I mean, the committee has let us know what they think. It is what it is, and it sucks. I mean, you will crunch numbers, and people will keep crunching numbers. Well, Notre Dame's 9 in this, and they're Miami's 12, and in this rate, you know, they're 31 in strength of schedule, and they're 38, and all these numbers, I'm like, they played head to head. Like, here's the thing I don't know, right? If Miami and Notre Dame played right now, I have no idea who would win. I really don't. Notre Dame is playing very good football, but to Miami's credit, they are too. But I do know one thing. They did play, and I know who won. So that should be enough to determine who gets that nod. And it's just not going to change, though, guys. Miami to get in will need to beat Pitt, and stuff has to happen. It's not going to be them leapfrogging Notre Dame.
All right, I'll ask you one more question before we let you go, because I feel bad that you had to do this segment as it is. Had you told me this morning that you were doing colonoscopy prep,
this is perfect. This show or colonoscopy prep, I mean, those are two of my favorite things.
But I'm literally nervous for you. You seem relaxed. I'm very nervous for what might transpire.
I'm doing this. I know you guys do this on camera. I'm staring at a toilet right now. I see the door is open to the bathroom. I see the toilet.
Just terrified for you. I cannot believe that you're going through this. Are you doing traditional Thanksgiving? We talk about this every year where I've given up on the whole turkey thing. I don't think people love it the way that we're supposed to. Are you doing a traditional Thanksgiving?
I mean, for our traditional, you know, being Cuban background is you have the turkey, but then you have the pig too. So we're going to do, there's going to be a cajachino with a pig on it, and there's going to be a turkey. So we're going to do both. And, you know, that's traditional for me. I actually, believe it or not, guys, I do like turkey. Like, I like, you know what I miss, Hawk, and you'll appreciate this. I miss Boston Market turkey.
Oh, the best. I miss Boston Market turkey. Boston chicken. I miss calling it Boston chicken.
Yeah, by the way, at this point, I haven't eaten in about 14 hours. I miss anything that I could eat. I ran to Publix, and like a little kid, I bought an Italian icy. I was like scarfing it like while I was walking back to the car like a crazy person.
Right, so all you're allowed to have during colonoscopy prep for 24 straight hours is clear liquid. You could have broth, you could have Gatorade, or you could have like a clear icy.
Yes, I had a clear icy. I had broth in my car waiting to get home to heat it up and have it. And I've been drinking water all day. And you can have tea. You can have some tea. You can't have coffee. You can't have anything dark.
Hey, Jimmy, you turned 40 on Wednesday. Have you scheduled your first colonoscopy?
Confession, I already had a colonoscopy like about five years ago.
Everything okay?
Everything's good.
All right, I'm glad to hear.
There you go.
Just for fun.
Why does anyone get them?
The pleasure of it all. I'm enjoying the stretch.
Giselle's with the kids
at Universal, and I've got the house to myself to poop.
I cannot believe you went to work. I am so fascinated by that. You are a man's man, Manso.
I'm hoping for quadruple overtime tonight.
Oh, no. That's what I will. Solano, that's one thing I did. I told my producer, listen, at 6:30, I am going back to the station because I can't. Once people enter this building, it's a free for all in the bathroom. You have no rights to it. Like, that's it. And I'm not punching heat fans to get in the toilet. So I'm leaving at 6:30.
Just crazy. I remember getting a colonoscopy one year, and I started the prep. It was at the old QAM radio stations. And I started the prep by taking the liquid at that time in, like, the final segment of our show. And then I drove home, and the turnpike got shut down. And it was the worst drive of my life. Because, it hits you. And it takes I cannot believe you have put yourself in a situation that you're working. God bless you.
As you get older, you learn that you got to challenge yourself with different things, and this is the latest challenge. I've run marathons. I've done tough mutters, and now I'm doing call out.
Yeah, you're doing another tough mutter, to be quite honest. Yeah.
Yes.
All right. We'll see you, Will. Good luck tonight. Good luck tomorrow.
Thank you.
There you go, Will Manso. Let me talk about Atlantic Men's Clinic. I am just fascinated there.
You're listening to the Hawk, Crowder, and Solana Show.
I love the colonoscopy.
Confronting high credit card debt can feel scary, but the good news is if you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, financial relief options are now available. National Debt Relief is currently offering debt relief designed to reduce what you owe, fast-tracking your way to being debt-free. If you qualify for debt relief, you may be able to pay back significantly less than what you owe and save thousands of dollars. Imagine only paying one low monthly program payment you can afford and saving money as you become debt-free. National Debt Relief has already helped bring debt relief to over 550,000 U.S. consumers, earning thousands of five-star reviews and an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. You're stronger than your credit card debt. Take the first step and visit nationaldebtrelief.com to see what debt relief you may qualify for. That's nationaldebtrelief.com.
Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie. One thing I've learned is that you buy a house, but you make it a home. And for decades, Angie's helped millions of homeowners hire skilled pros for the projects that matter. Get all your jobs done well at Angie.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Thy ticket, Lady Jennifer of Coolidge.
Well, many thanks, good sir. Heareth my Discover card.
They accept Discover at Renaissance fairs?
Yeah, they do here. Discover is accepted at the places I love to shop. Getteth with the times.
With the times?
You're playing the lute. Yeah, and it sounds pretty good, right?
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.